Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein hipil pur. Now we'll understand also why Haman, when he wanted to destroy the Jews at that time, he made a lottery. He spun the dice. V'nofaloi hagoiro b'chodesh Adar. And the Gemara says he wanted to figure out which month is the best month to succeed in wiping out the Jews. So he drew lots, and it came out to the month of Adar. V'sovar she'oz yizgapar al Yisrael chas v'shalom. And he thought that's the best opportunity to destroy the Jews. Why? Ki b'zayin b'ador meis Moshe. Because that on Zayin Ador is when Moshe Rabbeinu died. Ki homon sovar shemeachar shem meis Moshe. Shenosan hatoiro shenikreis sholoim. That because this is the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe Rabbeinu, whose main gift to the Jewish people was the Torah, which is called sholoim. Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem yevorech es amo yvasholoim. The Torah is called Sholoim. V'chol inyan Moshe hoyu b'china Sholoim. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about was Sholoim, teaching the Jews how to live in peace, you know, teaching them about Hashem and everything, which is Sholoim. Ki hoyu oisek tomid lekarev horechoikim b'yoyser l'Hashem Yisborach. Because again, we remember we learned earlier about Shol HaMelech, that Shol HaMelech was poigim because he was not mekarev v'goinim. That was a pigam in Sholoim. When you don't take the people who are far from Hashem and bring them close to Hashem, then you are not contributing to peace. Peace is when you bring together opposites. Those who are furthest away from Hashem, you bring them close to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely involved in peace. He was definitely involved in taking people who were very far from Hashem, and dragging them out of the 10 crowns of Tumah, out of the 10 levels of Tumah, and bringing them close to Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the second half of Likutei Moran and Torah Pei Beis, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. Moshe Rabbeinu was even Makariv Yisroi. He was Makariv the Erev Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring everybody close to Hashem, even the people that are furthest away. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was super Sholem. V'sofar, and Haman thought, Shemeachar shebezayin Adar meis Moshe, that once Moshe Rabbeinu died in Zayin Adar, ein mi sheyamoid badeinu oz lekarav es Yisrael bezman shem nezufem l'Hashem Yisborach. That's the best month when there's nobody that can stand up and help the Jews, especially at a time like this when they're so far from Hashem. They've just been through 70 years of being out of Israel, the Golas Bavel. And at the end of the 70 years, now they're doing sins with women, with going to the Suda of Achashverosh. V'alkein sovar sheyizgabar al Yisrael oz. That's why Haman thought this is prime time to attack the Jews. Because the Jews had become distant from Hashem in that Golas Bavel, especially since they fell into Pigam HaBris. But what Haman didn't know was, ki b'zayin Adar meis Moshe, u b'zayin Adar noilad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zayin Adar. That has two meanings. Number one, his birthday was actually Zayin Adar, because the Gemara tells us that Hashem gives the tzaddikim full years. A tzaddik very often passes away on his birthday, because if he's supposed to live 120 years, Hashem wants to get his money's worth. He wants the tzaddik to live a full 100. So he lives mamish till his birthday. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is, he died on Zayin Adar means he left this world, which is baloney, and he was born into the new world, the bigger world, the better world, the world of real life, the Olam Ha'emes, that's his birth into real living. Ki oz oimer lo Hashem Yisborach, because that's when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ani hayoim yiledeticha, today I have given birth to you. I have given birth to you today. Ki tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim, because tzadikim in death are referred to as alive. U'gedoylem b'misosam yosam b'chayim. And the Gemara says in Chulin that the tzadik is greater in his death than he is during his lifetime. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was alive when he was physically living, he was much more alive when he passed away. especially on his yard side, Zayin Ador. Moshe Rabbeinu hu loichem adayin melchemes Amalek bishvileinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is still fighting the battle of Amalek for us today. Kinishmosoi kshura begufo yadayin behiskashrus godoil ubesholim godoil. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's soul is still very strongly attached to his body in a very serious connection. And they are very much at peace with each other, even more than when he was physically living. V'spashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora v'dora. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is nespashet in every single generation. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu mislabesh b'chol dor v'dor b'tzadik u'amiti shebedor. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama in every single generation is found in the true tzaddik of that generation. Ki ein doer yosoim. There is no such thing as a generation that's completely orphaned. No tzaddik. No Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no such thing. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles, v'zorach hashemesh ubo hashemesh. The sun rises and the sun sets. Ad sheloi shoko shimshoi sheleli, before the sun set on Eli HaKohen, before Eli HaKohen passed away, v'zorach hashemesh, the new tzaddik was already there in place. Shmuel HaNavi was in place. Before Hashem takes a tzaddik from the world, he makes sure that there's a replacement there to take his place. So that chain is never broken. Moshe Rabbeinu is always present. And his neshama goes from tzaddik to tzaddik, in generation to generation. The Oz Ba'oisei Ador Hoya Mordechai V'Esther Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. And in that generation, Mordechai and Esther were the Moshe Rabbeinus of that generation. Shehoyulem Koyach Lechaper Ulahamtik Kol Minei Merirus. They had the ability to forgive and to sweeten all kinds of bitterness, to cleanse the Jewish people totally, ulahamshich shalom godel kanal, and to bring about an incredible, incredible peace, shalom, at shenishapchu hagoyim lemunas Yisrael, to the point where the Torah tells us that thousands and thousands of goyim accepted upon themselves the emunah of the Jewish people. This is how we bring about, this is how we bring the entire world to serving Hashem. How? By generating major, major sholem, which Mordechai and Esther was zeicha to succeed in wiping out the machloikis, wiping out all the real enemies who didn't want any sholem, and then the remaining goyim all fell into line, all immediately wanted to be super sholem with the Jewish people, not just better and different, but to join, mamish, to join Klal Yisrael. Shayach Le'el, Rav Nosson says this next paragraph is connected to something we spoke about earlier. V'alkein Om Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara tells us in Ovois the Rav Nosson Perek Yud Beis, and Rashi actually quotes this in the Chumash when it speaks about the passing away of Aharon HaKohen, She'al Aharon Softu Kol Beis Yisrael Yoyser Me'al Moshe, that when Aharon HaKohen passed away, the eulogies were greater than when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the men eulogized him and mourned him. When Aharon HaKohen passed away, it says the men and the women. Because Aharon HaKohen was the one who was zeicha to bring about, to be the peacemaker, super, super shalom bayis between men and women and between all the Jews. Machmas she'aharon, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik emes, and Moshe Rabbeinu, we said before, is super sholem, but in a certain way, on a certain level, Aharon HaKohen, this was his specialty. Ki ika ki machmas she'aharon hoya oyev sholem v'roidev sholem, because Aharon HaKohen was the super super oyev sholem v'roidev sholem. Ki ikar ha-hesped hu al histalkus ha-sholem. Because if you recall, we learned a few pages ago that the main reason behind a eulogy, what is a eulogy? Where we bring up all the good things that the person did during his lifetime, is to bring about sholem, to bring back, to reconnect the neshama and the body of this person who passed away. A person who dies, when he dies, there's a separation between neshama and guf. When we eulogize him, we bring back the neshama into the guf through that merirus, by people listening to the eulogy and crying and feeling terrible about the fact that this person passed away. That's the merirus that generates a new shalom, that reconnects that soul and body that were disconnected and brings them to a higher, a much higher level of shalom than when the person was living. Now, we learned before that through the eulogy, we restore the shalom, we make it even bigger. And it's for this reason that Aaron HaKohen, that this was his most outstanding midah. He's the one who's called in Pirkei Avos, Hevi mitalmidov shel Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyos Mekarvan LaTorah, Ki Zocho LeKohuna. Because Aaron HaKohen was zeichet to be the Kohen, Shehu Bechinas Shalom. Kohen is Sholem. Kamo Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Pinchas, Hineni noisein loy es brisi Sholem. I'm going to give Pinchas, because Pinchas stood up for Tikkun HaBris, because he killed Zimri and Cosby, he stood up, he wiped out the Pigam HaBris, and he stood up for Tikkun HaBris, he was given the Kohuna for generations. And the Kohuna is called Bris Sholem. Bris Kohuna Soilim. It will be a covenant of Kohuna for him permanently. Alkein hoyo ha-hesped al Aaron godol bi-oyser. That's why the hesped of Aaron HaKohen was even greater than for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because this is the midah of Aaron. This is why it's brought, amazing, the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah say different things, that the pasuk in the Torah, where it speaks about Sholem, is V'yohavto l'reyecho kamoicho, ani Hashem. You should love your fellow person like yourself, I am Hashem. That pasuk, V'yohavto l'reyecho kamoicho, ani Hashem, is Bigimatria 906, which is the word Aharon. Because the last nun of Aharon is a long nun. That long nun has a value of 700. We know the alphabet goes from Aleph to Tov. Tov is 400. Aleph is 1 and Aleph is 1,000. So how do you count from 500 to 900? The answer is Chaf Sofit is 500, Mem Sofit is 600, Nun Sofit is 700. So Aharon is 906, which is Bigimatria V'yohavto L'reyecho Kamoicho Ani Hashem. That's what he was all about. He was the essence of this Sholem, this highest degree of Sholem in Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's brought also that the word Sholem, we spoke about Heora. How do you get to Sholem? Through Heoras Ponim. What is Heoras Ponim? The 13 attributes of kindness. The 13 attributes of formulas of the Torah. 13 times Chesed, the word Chesed, 72, times 13 equals Sholem, equals 936, which is the word Sholem. Again, the Mem Sofit is 600. So Shin is 300, Lamed Vav is 36, 336, plus Mem Sofit is 600, it's 936, which is Bigamatria 13 times Chesed, representing the 13 qualities of kindness. That's the Heoras Ponim of Hashem. How do we get that Heoras Ponim? Through Sholem. When there's Sholem, you have this Heoras Ponim. That's why the Kohanim are the ones who give the Birkas Kohanim, the Bracha. Yoyer Hashem Ponov Eilecha. May Hashem shine His face upon you, because that's this Sholem. Yis Hashem V'yosem Lecha Sholem. It's all connected. Here again, the Likutei Moran shows you how every part of the Torah fits perfect, you know. And that's the whole limud of Kabbalah and Chassidus. It shows you how the whole Torah is the oneness of the whole Torah and how each thing fits together perfectly.